from the 1999 release from the Hang Ups out of Minneapolis called Second Story. That was Party. And Hang Ups are a band that formed at the Minnesota College of Art and Design. And I consider them, they're probably my favorite pop band, pop rock band that has come out of Minnesota. And I would say that they're probably the best one that I've ever heard, or, you know, probably one of the most underrated bands that actually put out a good 6-7 records. And all of the content was really quite good. We'll hear another one from the Hang-Ups on the in just a moment. But at first, I'd like to let you know that you are listening to Center Stage Minnesota. And my name is Charlie Polkerbeck. I'll be your host for the next hour. And we're going to be diving into some of the pop rock that has come out of Minnesota. A lot of it from the 90s. I spent a good part of the 90s in Minneapolis soaking up the music. And so that's where I get a lot of my knowledge. That's where we'll be reflecting a little bit. Center Stage Minnesota on 91.7 KAXE is made possible with the funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Okay, and Center Stage Minnesota is KAXE's show that focuses on the talents of Minnesota musicians. You can hear it weekly. And we're going to get back into the music with something from another record, probably the best one that I think, but it's really a hard decision from the Hang-Ups, called So We Go, that was put out in 1996. Here is Greyhound Bus.
From a welcome mat on Isle Wight. She walked into my life. My world was such an empty place. I never knew that I could feel happiness again.
And when you walked into my world, my heart was still in misery. I never knew that we could turn the darkness into light.
And love is like the ocean when it shimmers. And love is like a candle when it sparks, oh, sparks. And you,
you
discovered you was meant for me. And I've learned to trust my foolish heart. And love is like the ocean when it shimmers. And love, it's like a candle when it sputters, oh, sparks. And you,
you
discovered she was meant for me.
And
I've learned to trust my foolish heart. I've learned to trust my foolish heart.
I've learned to trust my foolish heart.
I've learned to trust my foolish.
He's learned to trust his foolish.
I've learned to trust my foolish.
He's learned to trust his foolish.
I've learned to trust my foolish.
Ha 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 ha
That's the legendary Jim Ruiz Group, a group that put out a couple records that is based out of was based out of Minneapolis, and quite entertaining, quite well-crafted, light songs, just like you heard. That was My Foolish Heart from the record Sniff, and we heard from the Hang-Ups before that from their release called So We Go, the track called Greyhound Bus. And I think I made a mistake there. I meant the Minneapolis College of Art and Design, not Minnesota College of Art and Design, where the Hang-Ups got together as art students. And so that's an art school band. Coming up, we're going to hear from, well, I'll just list off some of the music we're going to hear, the bands. We're going to hear from a band called Man Planet, a little ways out. Going to hear from an early, something from Semisonic's first EP, and from the debut release from the band Polera. Spy Mob will be in there as well. And here is probably one of the smartest musicians, certainly the most wisecracking and in a intelligent way, and also a great lyricist because of that. Dylan Hicks from Poughkeepsie. This is Crybaby Crusade.
I'm not growing a beard, just too lazy to shave, and I didn't think you'd notice anyway. You see, I sleep so late, when I'm finally awake, oh, it's just so hard to start the day. So I want you here right now, and a smile somehow. Wake me and shake me up, and I'll strip this bed I've made for the crybaby crusade. Well, it was a nice day, and I had lots to do, but I started writing songs and just stayed inside. Well, I thought I had a good one,
not to be a ticket to ride. So I want you here right now, and a smile and a beer somehow, and a pep talk is all I need. And I'll strip this bed I've made for the crybaby crusade. Kids that are starving in a war-torn land, and there's people dying by their own hands, but they don't know what it's like to be a slave to rock, to be a bad guitar player with writer's block. Well, the other day on the radio I heard this song I used to know, and I remember a time when I was 16 in my old bedroom on 40th Street, and I just bought a record with my fast food dough, and I opened up the wrapper kinda slow. I'd never heard nothing like it before, so I turned it up and I shut the door. And it's such a relief to be back asleep.
That is Polera from their debut release, self-titled, called Avenue E. You're hearing it on Center Stage Minnesota. My name is Charlie Polkerbeck. I'm your host for this hour of Center Stage Minnesota. Before that, we heard from the band. Well, let me tell you a little bit more about Polera. It features Ed Ackerson. And Ed Ackerson is sort of a big shot these days in production. He's got his hands in the production of just about every rock, very much of the rock that's coming out of the Twin Cities and Minnesota these days. He also had a band that made quite an impact, name for themselves on a sort of underground level called 27 Various. He's a man with a long pedigree and resume of playing and being in the music scene in Minnesota. Spy Ma, before that, another interesting story with them. We heard the song Sitting Around Keeping Score from their six-song EP, self-titled. And that band was a band that was really poised to hit it big, and they were signed by Elektra Records. Swallowed up into the industry for a couple of years and recorded a record, ended up getting dropped by Elektra, but they wouldn't let them keep their record either. So basically Elektra killed the band Spy Mob, but they were a great pop band, very interesting, unique approach to pop rock music. And also, an interesting note about them, they were the band that played behind NERD on their first record. NERD recorded the record, thought they wanted a more live sound, and then Spy Mob was the band that was ended up being recruited and also went on their tour and played as their band. So the industry thought quite a bit of them, even though they sort of got killed by being signed by a major label. Dylan Hicks before that, one of my favorite songwriters of Minnesota, and we heard Crybaby Crusade from his release called Poughkeepsie. And Dylan is making a lot of his living these days as a he's in the City Pages all the time, and he's a music journalist these days. Let's see, coming up we're gonna hear from I've got something. Some recent pop, great stuff coming out of the Twin Cities from the Idle on Hands. We're going to hear from Man Planet singing about the incident where the Skylab crashed Earth and all the panic that kind of was surrounding that. People thought it was going to fall on their house. Semisonic was called Pleasure before they were called Semisonic, and before that, several of the members were in Trip Shakespeare, which if I owned any of their music, you'd be hearing that in this show. But they formed the band, a little more accessible pop band called Pleasure. Got sued to change their name because somebody else already had the name Pleasure, and they eventually settled on Semisonic. And the rest is history. And from their Pleasure EP, here is In the Veins. That is The Idle Hands on Center Stage Minnesota from a great record wonderfully titled The Heart from The Hearts We Broke on the Way to the Show. That was a release from 2009, and I can't wait for the next release from this band. Sometimes they're a little more punk. Sometimes, like that song, they are definitely pop. But definitely one of the an incredible first record from a band called The Idle Hands out of Minneapolis. Before that, we heard from Man Planet, a band that sort of played a roles on stage. They had the blue guy, the green guy, the white guy, the purple guy, and the red guy. And from the Skylab EP, we heard the title track, Skylab, about the Skylab crashing to Earth and sort of the frenzy that surrounded that, and sort of a fun topic. Semisonic from their Pleasure EP, their debut, we heard In the Veins to start that set. And my name is Charlie Polkarek. I am your host for this edition of Center Stage Minnesota, and we are focusing on pop music. A lot of it's fairly historical, somewhat obscure, some of the heavy hitters in here. But just like we just heard from Idle Hands, there is some more recent stuff as well. We're going to hear something before the end of the show from Duluth band Low. And I've got in front of me also Grant Hart, his great release, post Husker Du release, post Nova Mob as well, from 2000 called Good News for Modern Man. And Steel Shank had a great EP, sort of an obscure band that ended up having ties to Spring Collection and later on Faux Gene. And that was, and this EP was interestingly produced by Matt Wilson, brother of Dan Wilson, and he was a member of Trip Shakespeare. All kinds of ties going around here. And then there's a band called DeFormo, and they put out one great record, moved to New York and was swallowed up by that town evidently, but from the self-titled DeFormo release, this is Mystery Mammals.
Bye. about anything at all.
That's Low on Center Stage Minnesota. And that band is an internationally known band, quite heavy hitters, making their home in Duluth, roots in Clearbrook area. And we heard from the record The Curtain Hits the Cast. That song was called Over the Ocean. Grant Hart, before that, from Good News for Modern Man. We heard Nobody Rides for Free, Grant Hart, of course, of the band Husker Du. And also, he had a solo project, put out a couple of records after Husker Du called Nova Mob. Steel Shank from Let the Bidding War Begin, an EP. We heard Martha. The set was started by DeFormo with Mystery Mammals from their self-titled release. And I got one more song here on Center Stage Minnesota to take us out. And it's from The Sandwiches, which was sort of a conglomeration of college students, about 20 of them, that were all involved in the show in one way or another. And from their release, Hey Cats, We're the Sandwiches, we're going to hear Stars in Her Eyes Turned into Babies on Center Stage Minnesota.
The stars in her eyes turned into babies. Everything that she once said for certain all turned into maybe. She thought time could no longer ignore us. She said it's time for her to do the things that others did before us. Now she wanted someone. She wanted someone. For certain all turned into maybe. She thought time could no longer ignore us. She said it's time for her to do the things that others did before us. Now she wanted someone. She wanted someone. Didn't hear a word we told her. The first time in love sure did confuse her. Too bad that it had to be with a controlling loser. She just wanted someone. I know this because she wanted one person, and she didn't slipped out of the scene. She was no longer single. Now she only saw herself as being double. And when she didn't see herself at all, we knew she was in trouble. She just wanted someone. She didn't care about crowds. She wanted one person. Stars in her eyes turned into babies.